Welcome to Fit to Be Real
and a little extra.
We have a special treat for you today.
She's being sarcastic.
No. I think it's the treat we all need. Carly's taking the reins.
And Carly, Santa's reins.
She will be talking more.
What a treat. What a treat. It's the holiday season. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it is a crazy busy time. And a lot of us just don't have the time to work out. Or if we do have the time to work out, we're in a fitness rut. Who likes to be in a rut?
I don't like how you look while you're saying all of this. I just need everybody to paint this picture. She's wearing an oversized sweatshirt, red sweatpants. Those are weird. She has a Cindy Lou Who top knot that, like, hair is just popping out all over the place. And she is as expressive as I've ever seen her. Her eyebrows are going crazy.
That's because I have to be in charge. And if I have to be in charge, I pay more attention. When you're in charge, I just sit back and just say, yeah, a lot.
So you put your attention in your eyebrows? I'm confused.
This episode, I'm just going to ignore everything she just said.
That's what I do.
Is how to get your mojo back in the gym over the holidays. How Stella got her groove back.
Mojo in the dojo.
Mojo dojo got the house. She still hasn't seen the Barbie movie, guys.
Nope.
Are you against it?
No, I'm not. I forget about it when I'm sitting on the couch at night. And I'm like, what am I going to watch? I don't think Barbie movie.
It's so good.
Yeah, I just forgot. I chose Oppenheimer to go to the movies.
Right.
And then time has just gotten away.
Oh, well, that's sort of what we're going to talk about today. Time is a flying.
Oh, she's a bobblehead. Her neck is independent from her head. Oh my God.
We really need to stream these.
We will. Coming at you 2025.
Let's get into it.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
For a second, I thought you should go first.
And I'm the boss. I'm the boss with the applesauce today. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because nobody asked me, but I'm going to tell you.
Nobody asked.
A lot of people will text or DM or just say to us, I just don't know what to do, or I'm in a rut and I just can't get myself motivated during the holidays. And I get that. But I also don't.
I don't think you get that at all, actually. if I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, I'm totally lying about
I don't
that.
Think you understand that one bit. I think old Carly understood that.
Yeah.
Old Carly was the everyman.
Uh-huh.
She would really struggle to get off the couch to go do her workout if she did it. She really enjoyed a burger sitting on the couch with a bunch of
blue cheese
on it. And she was a little more relaxed about most decisions. This Carly
doesn't understand if you have families or obligations or the need to eat.
She's like, what? Like, somebody came in. I don't even know if this was recent, but it stayed in my mind rent free.
Can't wait.
Where they have not been to class for a minute. And she was like, where have you been? Nice to see you. What? Who are you? You're new. And she was like, well, I had a funeral. And she was like, ow, must be nice. Oh, sorry. Like, are you kidding?
Sometimes I have the script in my head and then I don't realize what the actual answer is going to be. And then I have to like.
But that's all the time. That's not sometimes.
Yeah.
You respond to people during class and they haven't said anything close to what you're saying. You don't listen. You're not a good listener.
I'm the boss today.
I'm going to spike your apples.
Wait a second. This podcast took a turn. We're talking about... she just spit out her coffee. We're talking about holiday fitness ruts. And you're talking about me as a person and the therapy that I need. It's a different episode.
Oh, she understood. We're getting closer.
Wait, I understand the assignment. I just am not going to do the assignment.
We are... Well...
Because I'm busy.
Next step is flashcards.
In my holiday rut. I'm the best segueist.
Really, I am the boss. I just want to put that out there. Segueist? I love it. Segueist.
All right. The problem.
is you.
We're going to go through a bunch of problems that you might have during this holiday season and how to fix them.
Oh, I would love to do this like for personal things.
I know. I feel like this is...
That'd be fun.
Going to go downhill fast. Okay. The problem. Your progress has stalled. Mm. So during the holidays, what can happen is you start to plateau because you're tired. Yeah. You might not want to up your weights. You are just like going through the motions, basically, is what's happening.
I would say most plateaus, especially if we're going to talk about this particular season, mm-hmm. it's you're not sleeping enough and you're stressed and
right.
it's just holding on weight. Yeah. But that mentally is exhausting too.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to class. I'm going to the gym. Yeah. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's stalling. Because there are, as you know, we've talked about many times before, there are so many other factors than just how many calories you burn in a workout. That doesn't mean any, I mean, it means something, but that's not all of it. It's what you're doing at home, exactly what Victoria said, how much water you're drinking, water you're drinking. Say it like a real person.
A proper lady.
A water. And,
I don't know. I think that was a proper man. But listen, we are all inclusive here. So I'm here for it.
And how much sleep you're getting. I'm the boss now. But if you feel that your plateau is happening during this holiday season, what the fix is to ignore it. Push through the plateau. Just ignore all your feelings. Just as you would in any other situation. Ignore it and push through.
Love it.
Well, what happens a lot of the time is you just hit your workout so hard and you go so fast and then you burn out and you don't want to do that, you know? So if you can, I know like you don't want to push through an injury. You don't want to push through.
Do you know that? Do you?
You shouldn't push through an injury. And if you are extremely tired, do not go work out. Sometimes they say it'll wake you up, but I am telling you, it is a waste of your time.
Yeah, like fatigued, yes. Right? Lethargic.
Do not. Just take that rest day and push through your plateau, and I guarantee you will make it out to the other side if you can just stick it out. But again, if you are severely overly tired, and we know what that feels like, it's not in your best interest to hit that workout. Skip it. One time is okay.
Yeah.
Two times if you need it. Three times and then it goes downhill.
No, it's a habit.
Yeah. Don't do that. Okay.
Mojo in the dojo.
The problem. You're sick of the gym. You're just sick of it.
Yeah.
No, nothing? You got nothing for me?
I never want to speak out against my boss. I'm a proper lady.
If you're sick of the gym... I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
Your top nut is bouncing when you say sick.
Try other things. I guarantee you your gym offers more than one thing.
Yeah.
So if you are used to, I'm going to put it in terms that our CFitters would understand. If you are used to going hard on that cardio, add yoga, add Pilates. Yeah. So a lot of people, and I know Victoria can attest to this, will say, I'm just not a yogi. I'm not a yoga person. I can't slow down.
Yeah, Carly says it.
But guess what? It took me 36 years because, you know, as a baby, I was not into it.
What?
It took me 36 full years.
Sad little baby.
But I go to yoga once a week and it has become part of my routine. In addition to all the cardio that I do, I now enjoy yoga. And it's important to me.
We're close to getting her to actually do yoga mentally because I'll look over and she is bopping to the music in Downward Dog. And I'm like, you are listening to the wrong thing here.
You can hear that. You can see that.
Yes. When you're in Downward Dog, if you don't know what that is, look it up.
I call it Down Dog.
Her head is bobbing. I'm like, yeah, she enjoys this
playlist. I will say that my best work gets done during Shavasana. My best work.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
You're not doing Shavasana. Don't call it that.
But that for me is my 1 hour where I don't have to do anything else but what I'm told by the teacher. And he even says, you don't have to do what I'm telling you to do. But I'm a rule follower. So I stick to the rules. I do what he tells me to do.
Yeah. I'm cringing so hard.
But the point of this fix to the problem is to mix up your workouts. If you're into cardio, try a Pilates class. If you're into Pilates, try a weighted class. You know, add some weights.
Bar.
Yeah, try a bar if you're not really into the dancing. But there is something else at whatever gym you go to for you to mix it up to stay motivated. Mm-hmm. Especially now, because all the gyms in the area and or wherever you live, there's sales, there's discounts because they're trying to get you in. Get in before the holidays. Get in before the new year is what I mean to say.
Because then things change. If you go to a traditional gym and you primarily lift free weights, try the machines, right? If you primarily just do cardio and that's the purpose of your gym membership, if you're a treadmiller, go to the stairs. Like, change it up laterally, right? And maybe you don't want to completely go 360 and change your weights to cardio or whatever.
No, yeah.
Change it up laterally where it's still in your wheelhouse of what you know how to do.
And what you enjoy.
And what you like, but it's a little bit different. And then it'll just kind of keep it spicy.
I'm telling you, if you add a bar or a Pilates or a yoga, it will change your month. If you say, I'm going to do it twice a month. It doesn't even have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every week. Twice a month. Add something new that you don't usually do. It'll go a long way.
I would like you to do yoga right and try adding that in.
That's not part of the fix. The problem.
You're right. You're unfixable. We cannot go to I fix it. You break it. I fix it.
If you didn't listen to last week, you won't know what that means. Catch up. I'm the boss now. This is why I shouldn't be the boss.
No, that's great. Keep going.
The problem.
Mojo in the dojo.
You've lost your why. So in the holiday season, that can absolutely happen every day. You can lose your why. Why are you working out so hard over the holidays? You have 70,000 other things to do or that you could be doing, and you're just losing your why. Am I even doing this? Why?
Do you have an answer, or are you just going to keep asking?
The fix. So looking ahead to the new year, sign up for a competition. Compete with yourself. Like, for some people, if you are a runner, look ahead to January, February, March, and start training for a small competition. Like, for me, it would be
a 5K.
Yeah, what's smaller than a 5K? Anything?
A walk.
Okay.
A stroll with your dog.
That's what I would do. Or if you're looking at your own schedule, say you don't want to sign up for an actual competition or a running or a challenge, challenge yourself. Okay, in January, I'm looking ahead. I'm used to doing 2 classes a week, or I'm used to going to the gym twice a week. In January, I'm going to do 3 a week. And in February, I'm going to challenge myself to 4 or 5. Just if you write it down and challenge yourself, that's something to look forward to. It gives back your why, your motivation. Why are you even doing this? That's my suggestion.
I just did this for all of November.
That's what I didn't write down, but I meant to bring up, but I knew I was going to forget it.
Oh, you're such a good boss. So for November, at the end of October, I was feeling exactly how we're talking, actually. A little bit in a rut. I knew exactly my why. I knew why. I had gone to more restaurants. Mm-hmm. I was not nutritionally feeling healthy, and I needed to walk a little bit more. I hadn't walked the dog as much. I didn't want to get back in my routine, so I decided I was going to wear a weighted vest just to walk. For me, it was just a walk.
Right.
Like, I only meant for it to walk Pepper 30 minutes.
She's like, I only meant for it to be this, guys.
That's all I meant. Carly changed the game. I ignored her, kept yelling at her, but that's all I meant. So I know for myself, if I had just said that to myself, I wouldn't have followed through. Like, I just wouldn't.
Right.
So I did something that I really now in this phase of my life don't necessarily enjoy, but I posted it on my Instagram story to be like, who else wants to do this? And then I consistently, every single day of November, including Thanksgiving, I wore that vest, I posted it, and I tagged whoever else said, hey, I want to do it too.
I want to do this too.
And some of the people that said, hey, I want to do it too, ended up falling off, but I continued to tag them.
Right.
So I didn't really like letting people in to know that, like, hey, I'm doing this challenge and I'm walking my dog with a vest and yay, selfies. Like, I don't enjoy that. But I did it, and I was so happy that I did it, because once I got to like the 28th, 29th, 30th day, I was like, God, I can't believe I did it. This is awesome. I also can't wait to stop doing this.
Yeah.
However,
you're proud of yourself afterwards.
I was so proud of myself that I got through every single day of November, rain or shine, wearing the vest. Once or twice I wore it in a workout because it was like torrential rain and I didn't walk with it. But for me, that was the point. So a challenge can be like that too. Get friends, get buddies. The buddy system will never be a bad way to go.
You lost me at get friends.
I know. Languages are hard. It's a different language. Carly, first of all, Carly was a part of it, but she DM'd in a private group because, God forbid, she let people know what's going on. And she was like, I'm adding burpees to the end of it, and everybody should do that too. And I was like, no, that's not the rule. I created this. Those are not the rules. Nobody has to do this. And guess who just decided she didn't want to keep doing it? Carly, because she made it too hard.
Wait a second. I didn't decide. I got sick. And Victoria said, stop doing it. And I was like, no. And then it was December 3rd. And everyone in the group was like, Carly, you're done. Stop. It's December 3rd.
And stopped for 3 weeks. Like, she had gotten sick and then was like, oh, no, I'm actually not going to keep doing it. And randomly, I'm going to give a selfie with me giving the peace fingers. It was weird. Anyway, get yourself a buddy that's going to stick to it.
I'm the boss now. I did post a picture of myself on Thanksgiving with my family and, you know, as you do, the picture with your kids, and I get a comment on my Facebook from a friend of mine who his only purpose in life is to make fun of me at all times. His name is Mike Bradley.
Okay. And I was thinking of a different Mike and then also three other people. So that's good. Amazing.
I tend to have that effect on people. They just love to rip on me. And he was like, happy Thanksgiving. Are you wearing your weighted vest? And I was like, wait, you don't even go here. Get out of my comments.
And you never posted it publicly, but you would repost other people's.
I did like twice.
You did twice?
Yeah, yeah. And you tagged me in every one, so he saw that because he's friends with you too. Yeah. But I was just like, what?
Good for you, Mike.
Yeah, okay. The problem.
Mojo in the dojo.
You have zero energy. I'm sorry, was that funny?
I thought you were going to say zero friends. No,
that's what we established in the problem before.
Right. Yeah.
Zero energy. Raise your hand if you have zero energy over the holidays. Raise your hand. I say it all the time to people that come to class. I give you all so much credit for coming out at 7 o'clock on a Monday night when it is rainy and dark and cold because...
No
that
way in
means,
hell I'm doing that.
Exactly. If this wasn't my job, it would be very hard for me to do what you all are doing. So I do want to give you a big shout out for that. That's hard.
Anyway, and same token if you're getting up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning before you go to work to consistently keep your routine.
Yes.
Both are very hard. I think it's a little bit easier in the morning, in my opinion.
Yes.
But getting home from a 9-to-5, sitting on the couch and being like, okay, let's go. No way.
So we totally understand if you have zero energy, especially in this time of year. Yep. But here's the fix. Here's a suggestion that I actually really like, and I did it yesterday, and I loved it. You want to hear?
Yes.
It says that if you have zero energy, say you come home from work, you're like, I am not going to work out, get in a cold shower. Get in a cold shower. Wake yourself up. It will re-energize you. You'll feel like, okay, a little bit mentally, you're like, okay, my day's starting over. I just took a shower. If you're a morning showerer. Yesterday, I took a shower at 2 o'clock because I knew I had to teach.
I thought your hair was wet.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you think it was greasy?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just got out of the shower.
To be honest with you? Yes.
No. And I was like, I got out of the shower. I got dressed to go teach. And I was like, you know what? I feel better. I did not feel dragging anymore. Yeah. Is dragging a word?
Well, it depends on how you're using it. Are you trying to be like, yes?
I wasn't dragging.
I'm trying to be a queen or?
I felt rejuvenated. Yeah. And it was a good suggestion that I think that if you come home from work and you're like, I'm going to the gym at 6 o'clock, take a cold shower or just a shower. Just take a shower, wake yourself up and get yourself back out into the daily grind, and you'll feel better.
Yeah, I think I've said that before. There's three parts to this, and of course, right now I'm only thinking of two. But if you are feeling anxious or sad about somebody else, you take a nap. If you are feeling like that about yourself, you take a shower.
Right. Yes, you have said that.
But there's a third one. Something about, I think it's eating. The fix is like to go eat something. But I can't remember what the problem is for the third one. But if it's about yourself and your own body or your mind, you take a shower.
I remember you did say that, but I never put it in connection with like if I'm tired and coffee just doesn't do it for me. Yeah. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
It has no effect on me whatsoever. So like grabbing a cup of coffee and going to work out only helps in the morning.
But also if caffeine affects you and you're feeling lethargic after work, you're not having a cup of coffee around 5 because you won't sleep.
Right.
So there is no other option other than
maybe
trying what you're saying.
And the second fix to that problem would be get a buddy, keep yourself accountable, and go with a friend because you don't want to bail on that friend, right? You don't want to constantly be like, I'm not going today. Find a friend, get to the gym, get to a class, sign up ahead of time so like you don't want to have to sign out.
You first. Find a friend. You first.
I'll talk to you in January.
Actually, no. Carly uses me for her Thursday morning yoga.
Oh, I don't really go anywhere without Victoria. We've established that.
No, I know. But if I say I'm sick, I'm not going, you're like, yeah, me too. I'm not going.
Which, I'm sick. I don't go. I'm sick. I don't go.
It's like I've been sick once. I'm like, gosh, she's not going to go. This is so annoying. I guess I should go. But I also drive her. So that
she does.
That makes a difference. But I think that's a big piece of it because there has been once or twice where you're like, I can't, I think we're just going to sleep in. Sometimes Andrew comes with us because, you know, we're tired. It's been a crazy week or the kids have a schedule and I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, I go without you.
Right. And at the same time, when she texts me and says, you're going, for a hot second, had she not texted me, maybe I wouldn't have
every
signed
week.
In.
Yeah, okay. A hot second every single week. Because guess what? I need the motivation to be like, let me double check that she's going. Because
I have to pick her up.
And then we go. And then
we love it.
And it's fine. Like, you're ready for the day. And it's 7:30 and you've already started. And, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah. So a buddy system is definitely, don't grab the buddy in the shower and then go. They're separate fixes. Just FYI.
That's a different buddy.
Yeah, that's
I think that's a different buddy.
So, like, separate the fixes, but the problem is the same.
We're going to move on from that visual, that thought, everything.
Okay.
HR. My boss is like, I need HR.
The problem.
Mojo in the dojo.
You're burned out. Same sort of, I feel, in my opinion, this is just a different wording than you have zero energy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing to me. But burnout is, like we said in the beginning, you go so hard, so fast because you're super excited. Sort of what happens in January when everybody goes hard in January because they want to lose 20 pounds by January 10th, you know, and then it fizzles out. And I always say that to CFitters,
so
like,
ridiculous.
We want the new people, all new people. We want to meet you, but we also want you to stay.
We want to keep you.
So when people come in January and they want to try everything, all 7 days, every single day in a row, I say, don't do that. You're going to burn out and you're not going to want to come back.
Yeah.
Like, take it slow. And I remember our brother at CrossFit, they do the same thing because they have, when new people come in, they say, we only want you coming twice a week in the beginning. Because if you come too hard, too fast, you're not going to want to stay.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
So in order to...
Also, that's what she said. I just figured I would keep the trend going.
Yeah. I love when Billy comes and we start trends like that.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Very good.
Okay. In order to eradicate the burnout, finger guns, eradicate. It was just such a good word and I used it correctly.
But you celebrated it too soon.
Side note, last night at dinner, Melody used a big word and she's like, Mom, did I use that correctly? Because a lot of kids at school say that I talk and nobody understands me because they don't understand when I use big words. And I was like, Melody, you use those big words.
What was the word?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I got to ask her. But it was a good one. It was a good adult word that I had to look up.
Oh my God.
But I was like, yes, you used it correctly.
Wait, was it Eradicate?
It wasn't Eradicate. It wasn't Eradicate. But I will ask her. But anyway, eradicate the burnout by not forcing yourself to do everything all at once. What's that movie? Everything All at Once. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Don't do it. Slow it down.
You just brought the movie up because of the title. Do you know what the movie's about?
I'm the boss now.
It's true, though. Consistency is important, but yeah. I think that goes with anything. The season, daily routines, new routines. If you go too hard too soon, it's never going to last.
Right.
Relationships, same thing.
The problem.
Mojo in the dojo.
Training just doesn't seem fun anymore.
Not with me.
So this one was specifically for training one-on-one, training at the gym.
I can see that, though.
If you are working out with Victoria.
So for my training sessions, I definitely during the holidays, I'll do games, like workout games for them. Where you have to I give a movement and a repetition number per letter, and then you have to spell words.
That sounds elf, fun.
Christmas, Santa, snow, stuff like that. So then the workout's constantly changing. So they'll get 4 or 5 words in 50 minutes, and you may do some moves that are the same, but I try to divvy up all the letters, right? Stuff like that. Or you roll dice that all have different movements on it for the warm-up. So it kind of keeps it a little bit different. We do the 12 days of Christmas that Billy had brought to us that one Christmas. I do it every
year.
They know it's coming. I even do it in July for Christmas in July. And we never do the same thing twice. So I know a lot of trainers are different. You'll separate your muscle groups on these specific days. Every week it's the exact same situation. And there's so much good to that in repetitions and monotonous movement for your muscles. But when you're coming in once a week and you want to try to set your week of motivation, which is mainly, I think, the majority of my clients.
Yeah.
Keep it fun. Keep it moving. Keep it challenging and beneficial. But if it is the same exact thing every time, you're not coming.
No.
And I don't want to be there either.
No. I agree.
Thanks, boss.
Pick your workouts. Pick your trainings to your liking.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't do it. So, if that means you got to float around a little bit, if that means you have to find what you like, but the holiday season is no different. Just because it's the holidays.
Right.
And I always say, I don't know, Victoria always says, if you can start now, say you haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
If you can start now, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. Because if you can start at your busiest time, that's a hard thing to do, but doable.
Which could just be once a week.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a consistent, what am I doing every single day after work at this time? What do my days look like? It could be once a week. And come January or February, then things will change and maybe you'll, get bitten by the health bug and want to do 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And then maybe 3 or change it up, things. You can't predict what future self's going to think, want, need, or have time for. So why not start now?
I'm glad you said that.
Mojo in the dojo.
The problem.
Thank you.
You never have the time. Yeah. Holiday season.
It's the holiday season. Da-na-na-na-na. Whoop-dee-doo. And scooby-dee-bop. And scooby-dee-bop.
Yeah, we have too much time. Okay. The holidays are super busy. We are a broken record when we say it, but
we're going to say we are a broken family.
I know that too. Mom's so mad that you just said that.
She's not listening.
Oh, okay.
She has given up on us.
You do have the time. Whoever told you that workouts need to be long is a liar. Wish you weren't a liar. Because if you have 15 minutes, if you have 20 minutes, and that's all you have in this holiday season a day, fine.
Dude,
that's fine.
It's great.
I'm not going to toot our own horn.
Toot, toot.
But we have 30-minute classes. Yeah. 30 minutes. That's all you need. And if you're saying, well, it's 15 minutes to get there, 30 minutes in class, 15 minutes to get home, fine. You can do it from home. There are so many workouts at home that you can do. 15 minutes for us. We have on-demand video library. We have 15-minute workouts on there. We have 30-minute workouts. We've got 10-minute abs on there.
I even think we have a 5-minute ab.
We do. It's
we
a
did
plank.
Increments, right?
It's a plank challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not that you don't have time this holiday season. Yeah. So that's not the problem.
What's your excuse when you say you don't have time for therapy?
I don't have the time.
Hmm.
I just thought I was getting it for free. Hmm. Here.
It's killing me. I'm broken.
The problem.
Mojo in the dojo.
Okay. It's our last one. The problem, which sort of goes along with the one we said before, you travel a lot. If you're working, you're traveling. Oh, I can't join a gym. I'm never there. If you have a suitcase.
Or traveling for the holidays.
Or traveling for the holidays. That's right. Go everywhere that you travel has a gym or a gym space or a 5x5 area where you can bring a resistance band in your hotel room or in your family's bedroom.
What family members?
If you're going to your families for the holidays, throw a resistance band in your suitcase. It takes up no space. You can do a 15-minute workout. Traveling is not the excuse.
I like how you bypass that.
when true. You're working out with your family.
Yeah, in your family's room. Not your family room, your family's room. So I had a client who traveled a lot before she retired, and I would talk to her about equipment that she could get. And some of it she already owned,
and it would be
sliders, bands, a fold-up mat that's weightless, which exists on the Amazon. But, like, don't buy it unless you don't want it. Remember last week?
Yeah.
And it's all doable. They also have hotel gyms if you're going to hotels. So depending on the situation, you can prep for success, and there really is no excuse.
I went over Thanksgiving to my in-laws upstate, and usually when I'm there, I run, and it's very hilly. I mean, hilly is not, it's mountainous, okay? I don't love doing it there, and it's on a main road.
Do you have, like, vocab toilet paper? You're crushing your vocab today.
Mountainous.
Yeah.
I have a mountainous vocabulary.
Is that a word?
No.
You went from hilly to mountainous.
The problem. No, I'm just kidding. So it's if I don't want to run, there's nothing else for me to do really other than work out with my family in the room.
But that's right. I made you buy and order a vest.
I'm driving upstate. I'm driving upstate for Thanksgiving. I'm in the car and Victoria said, okay, we're doing this weighted vest challenge. I said, that's cool. I'm 2 hours into a 4-hour drive. I don't have a weighted vest. Order one.
With like no service.
No, no service. I Amazoned a weighted vest to get shipped to my in-laws.
Yeah.
And it was 25 pounds. And my mother-in-law texted and was like, the next day when we got shipped to the house, did somebody order like a very heavy package? I was like, just don't pick it up. I'll get it. It's mine. And I did the weighted vest challenge. But I couldn't run those hills, especially not with that weighted vest.
You got a men's vest.
Yeah. By accident.
20 is men's.
You made me do it on the spot. I didn't know what I was doing. I just clicked and bide.
Yeah, Bray, your reading ability. That's my fault.
The whole point of my story is that it was very cold and
it was hilly.
It was hilly. And a family member had said, oh, there's a really great fitness center with classes and things. And I am always hesitant to take other people's classes because
she's his mom.
I'll try anything once, but in my experience, and I know Victoria's experience, she can back me up. I like it better when I'm teaching, or I like our workouts better. Whatever. We do what we do because we're good at it. And I like what we do. I don't always like.
Every day she's stumbling.
I'm just trying to say this politically correct.
Don't.
Okay.
But other people aren't good.
Okay, there we go.
It's a waste of time when you know that you're better. And right. I think that's a confident thing and not a politically correct thing. I think it's really hard to be a good fitness instructor. As easy as it seems, it's really hard.
Yeah. And I've spent a lot of money and a lot of time traveling when I'm traveling, getting to different fitness centers and different gyms. and hated them. Yeah. So I was like, oh, and she really loved her classes. So I was like, oh, I don't know, because I don't want to like let her down. I loved them.
Yeah.
They were great. I texted Victoria and I was like, why have I never come here before? I always just ran when I was away. I can't wait to go back.
Well,
I love
really
them.
You really like to try new things.
No. And Victoria wasn't with me. So I was like scared.
It's weird. Right?
I know. I'm a very, what you call non-independent person.
Codependent.
Oh, that's right. I knew there was a little word in front of that longer word. But my point is that if you're traveling and you have the will, there is a way.
I hate you.
There will always be a way. Whether you're going hilly, this was a very long story to say, if you have the will to work out, there is a way. Try new things. Go up the hilly mountains. And
I hope you all took a drink every time she said hilly.
But really, there is a way if you really want to. And guess what? Over the holidays, if you don't. That's okay too. But try and do something every day, because coming back in January is going to be a lot tougher if you do nothing.
And I think there's pressure mentally, because you think it's a resolution, quote unquote. I don't like, you know, the word resolution anymore, but you think it's a resolution and a goal you have to hit because it's January. Start new. I must do this, that, and this. And then it's like there's so much pressure you're putting on yourself. And if it doesn't, we've talked about goals and stuff, listen back, but if it doesn't go well, it's like you get really hard on yourself for right. not succeeding at trying something too much.
And
you know?
To that same effect, like stopping now because everything is so busy and I have Christmas tableaus and the kids are busy and we're going to see the Christmas lights. Stopping now and waiting till January is not what you want to do either.
Because you won't start in January.
No. And it just makes it so much harder. Don't stop what you're doing. If you have to lessen it to make it all fit in and do all the things you want to do, lessen it a little bit or switch up your times. If you're a nighttime person, try a morning. It might change your day.
Yeah.
If you're a morning person, try a nighttime. Like just once a week, maybe twice a week, but do not stop. That is like the number one no-no over the holiday seasons. If you are used to working out, don't stop. If you haven't started, start now.
It's a no-no.
It's a
take it from a ho-ho. A ho-ho-ho. Well, boss. You did a good job.
I am sweating.
You look like you're sweating. Your face is red.
I don't like being in charge.
But then how come you didn't tell me what we were talking about?
Because I knew that you were so busy that I was like, I got this. I'm the boss now. But in a little bit inside, I was like, shoot.
She's on fire.
I don't like this pressure. I like just showing up and being like, what?
Carly likes showing up where everything's all set up. All she has to do is sit down and put headphones on. She grabbed her coffee. She doesn't even put the creamer away. She leaves it on my counter.
Wait, I can see
and
it.
She
it's
puts
over there.
The coffee in the sink, even though the dishwasher is dirty. And she doesn't even dump the coffee out of the mug. She just puts the mug in the sink. The creamy coffee mug.
That's how I like to show up and exit.
Every week you leave and I go, are you freaking kidding me?
The problem.
There's no fix.
There's no fix.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's actually really helpful, because I think this is a collective feeling, whether it's about fitness or just the season. It's chaos. It's chaos. It's
well,
exhausting.
Just been hearing it from so many people, like, oh, you know, everyone always feels like they need to tell us, I don't know why, where they are and what they're doing when they're not at class. It's not like I have anything to do with that.
Because you are the stalker.
But everybody always is saying, I'm just so busy, blah, blah, blah. And I do. Somewhere deep inside of me gets it.
Old Carly's in there trying to come out. She's in a cage where her heart was.
Wait, what's the Grinch when the heart is 10 sizes too small and then it grows? Yeah.
What is the Grinch? It's the Grinch.
No, I mean, what doesn't it say something like, It's 10 sizes too small.
Why are you having trouble talking?
I don't know. Anyway, I do understand that this season is busy. I also understand that if I didn't do it for a living, it would be extra hard for me. So I want to shout out to all of you that make it consistent, that keep doing what you're doing, whatever workout that is, but know that you can still do it, and I understand, but keep doing it. Keep doing it. Do not stop.
If you want it enough, you'll do it. If it's something that you really want, you will do it.
When where there's a will, there's a way. What? Give me another one. If you want it, break it.
No.
Oh. With the Ariana Grande song. If you want it, reach it.
That's a song that we've listened to for now a decade, and I can't help you. Lyrically, can't help you.
We can't face anymore.
We gotta go. We have got to go.
Different song. GTG. Got to go. Next week, I will not be the boss, so this will go a little more smoothly.
Oh. So much.
I'm gonna stick to what I'm good at.
What's
don't,
that?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
The room would like
don't
to know.
Don't say it. The room is just you. Don't say it. We'll figure it out.
Well.
Oh my God, I need a tissue.
Carly's allergic to fun and laughter. And if you're anything like Carly, we hope that you will always remember that you are fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.